then I went up to, sorry, I bought, yeah, a 400 one first, and then I went on to the 650. I had one in between, I can't just remember. I've had three Bergmans, this is my third one now, this is a G1 JFL.
Returns you make. Oh, that's good news about the bike, about scooter bike. If I could, that's the sort of thing I'd be looking at getting now, because I've always been a biker, and I've had so many bikes you wouldn't believe. but now obviously, they won't let me drive now, so you know, that's kind of out of the question, but that's a bit of the type of thing I'd go for, Mick, if we're still able to, yeah. But, interesting that you say you've always been into bikes. I bet at some stage in your life, like every biker that I've ever known, you started off with a Fizzy, an SS1E, am I right, Mick, over?
You want JFL returning. I started off, the first bike I had legally on the road was the NSU Quickly, and my dad bought it me. but he's always had bikes. But that was the first one I had on the road legally when I first left school and started work. And NSU Quickly. And it's got pedals on it, and there's a couple of big banks on the way home, and I used to have to give it a hand up the banks, because I'm quite a big person, and I used to have to help it up the hills with the pedals. And then I sold it for Honda 90, had Honda 90 next, and I sort of, well, God knows, I wouldn't be able to tell you what else I've had. I've had all sorts of old stuff, 650 BSAs, Triumphs, HAS, but all sorts down. I used to like the older bikes. Had a motorbike and sidecar for quite a while. So, and then I went on. I was off them for a few years when the kids come along, and then I went back on again as soon as they started leaving home. But yeah, I think it's in your blood once you've been on them. I think it gets in your blood, Darren. So, what have you? What do you start with? Fizzy, was
he?
G1 JFL, back to you.
And BBX. Well, I did have a Fizzy at one stage, but the very first motorised bike, or scooter, whatever you want to call it, was down in the woods where we lived at my mum and dad's house. There was always, in them days, if somebody wanted to get rid of an old tatty motorbike or scooter, they'd go and park it against a tree and leave it for someone to take. So as kids, we'd go down in the woods looking to see if anybody's left anything, and we found this old Lambretta. It was all sort of stripped down, you know, sort of. But we got it running, you know, we managed to get it running, and Oh boy, did we have some fun as kids down on them woods with riding about on Lambretta. So I'm like you, mate. Gosh, I can't keep count of the bikes and scooters and things I've been through quickly. Yeah, it'd be probably quicker to tell you the stuff I'm but. But yeah, once it's in your blood, make it in your blood, isn't it? I must admit, I feel a little bit sad now that my sort of biking days and driving days really have come to a halt. But you know, it's my sons always motorbikes when they're around, when they're not away, and you know, it's nice to see them enjoying theirs. Mick, back to you.
G1 JFL returning. Yeah, it's different though now, Darren, isn't it? I mean, you see kids up and down on motorbikes. I followed one home the other night. I was coming home. No number plates, no lights on. Obviously been round fields, like what we used to, and in the woods and what have you. But they just blatantly break the law. I mean, we used to leave ours in the woods, and then we used to carry petrol up to it. Never used to bring it out of the woods, and we'd ride around the streets, wouldn't dream of it. your dad would bloody shock you if he saw you, you know, he'd give you a clip round the flipping ear hole, you dare do it. But total disregard now for the law, isn't they? The nutters. You've got as eyes up your bum now when you're on the road. And then if anything happens, you're the one that's in trouble, like, aren't you? You know, if you knock them off because they're riding around with no lights or whatever. But, yeah, there's so many nutters. Right, I'm going to say 7:30 for a minute. I'm just going to get a cup of coffee. Mrs. says she's going to have an hour. So, I'm going to get a cup of coffee, feed the fish, and then just have a bit of a tinker around in here and leave the up net for somebody else to have a gas. So, nice talking to you, Darren. And you stay safe and keep well. And if you go anywhere, get a mask on. Don't put yourself at risk. G1 JFL, back to you for a final.
Yeah, okay, mate. Well, thanks for the chat. I really enjoyed it. Could I just ask you before you go, mate? Does the audio sound okay for this microphone? I found this microphone up. It just kind of clips to my collar of my shirt type thing, and I just found it a bit easier just to hold the little button in and talk into it, you know, because some of these radios I've got now, it's really hard holding the PCT in, and I'm always searching for something that makes it that bit easier for you. But I've not tested this mic on the Parrot or anything, but I was just wondering, does it sound, you know, fairly okay, mate? I mean, you've heard me talk before, so you must have an idea of how I sound. I'll let you carry on, mate, but thanks for the chat, and enjoy your chilled out afternoon, and I'll try and chill a bit as well. Okay, mate, thank you so much for the contact, mate, and best regards, it's the 12th today, so soon be over. Back to you, mate.
Radio Center Brawler, Jacko, asking, yeah, checking access to Hubnet. Sorry about that, guys, I was listening to myself back on the PC at the same time, so a bit weird to hear myself back.
Oscar Hotel 2, Delta Papa November, returning you all Q5 into Hubnet. Back to you.
Yeah, thanks very much, Oscar Hotel 2. Much appreciated. As I said, I could hear myself back on the PC. With about a 2 second delay, so it was very weird, but thanks for confirming that, and yeah, audio Q5 is much appreciated. 7-3.
Thank you very much. 73s. Oscar Hotel 2, Delta Papa November H2, TPN, UK, Hubnet, listening Chronicles.
Hubnet.
M0 Zettelar, just checking access on handheld radio.
This is KE7QZB, standing by for any early check-ins for the Puget Sound Voters Net.
N6NBN, Bill, Land Mobile.
N6NBN, KI7RMU, Bill, are you still monitoring?
Got a channel, I'll be right back.
Mike Zero, Papa, Papa Tango, looking for any stations available in Mississippi.
Good morning, Jack, N6NBN.
N6NBN, KI7RMU, I heard you calling out a few minutes back. I was on the phone with Zach, K7ZAC, you remember Zach. I was on the phone with him, just saying hello, making sure everything was okay with him, and just hadn't checked up on him for a bit. Anyway, he's doing good, so yeah, what's going on, Bill?
I was just headed to the weekly breakfast over at the Chelan, underneath the west end of the West Seattle Bridge, with a bunch of our known as and unknown associates.
Might that include K7PAL and N7OEP?
That's affirmative. Both of them are usual attendees.
Ah, right. The usual gang of suspects. Oh, that's great. All right, well, say hi for me. I hope road conditions are okay out there. What have you seen so far? Anything you'd like to report?
Oh, the roads are good. It's a little foggy, misty out. Roads are fairly dry. I just came across westbound 90. No problems to speak of. Does not appear to be any wind. Hopefully the rain has tapered off and gives some of these rivers a break.
Yeah, we're coming up to the tail end of this atmospheric river, I have heard. I have not got the update this morning, but it looks like it might be nearing its conclusion, we hope, indeed. And what a mess. Anyway. All right, well, travel safe. Say hi to the boys for me.